In Minnesota, state government representatives and striking state workers returned to the bargaining table today. More than 20,000 state workers have been on strike since the first of the month. Union leaders say they're holding out for a better wage and benefits package. State officials say the union's demands cannot be met. From Minnesota Public Radio, Michael Koo reports.
Roughly half of all state employees, including food inspectors, parole officers, and custodians, are honoring the picket line, making this the largest walkout in Minnesota history. Throughout the strike, Governor Jesse Ventura has kept a relatively low profile, often refusing to comment. But earlier this week, he told Minnesota Public Radio that he's holding firm to the state's most recent contract offer. The governor says the state simply doesn't have resources beyond what's already on the table, and he says meeting union demands would leave him with only unattractive options.
I've already said I won't raise taxes, so I will cut government. And so if indeed it gets to that level, then I will look at things that government won't provide anymore, and I will make the cuts.
Ventura says to satisfy union wage and benefit requests, he'd likely have to lay off some of the striking workers. But union leaders dispute that claim. Peter Benner, executive director of the state's largest public employees union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says state agencies already have surpluses due to savings from unfilled staff positions. Benner says if Ventura continues his tough talk, there's little reason to expect progress when bargaining resumes today.
I am hoping what they're saying is the typical public posturing that goes on in this stuff and is not where they're really at. But if that's where they're really at, then yeah, it's going to be miserable. You know, it's going to be very difficult 2 days.
Meanwhile, administration officials say the state continues to operate, but at reduced levels. 1,000 National Guard troops have been called up to serve some of the state's most vulnerable citizens, including those in state-run nursing homes or assisted living facilities. Prior to the strike, Maggie Hodge cared for 4 disabled adults at a group home in Rochester, Minnesota. She says she's concerned with the care they're receiving from hastily trained guard members.
It's their home. It's like if someone came into my home. 3 National Guard came into my home and a temporary and someone that didn't know my kids. It's the same thing. It's very hard.
As the strike continues, backlogs are accumulating at the unemployment office and in the laboratories of the state's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. And transportation officials are already warning that snow plowing operations will be significantly reduced. Rather than fully plowed roads, motorists are told to expect only passable lanes if the strike is unresolved when the first snow falls, which could be soon. The National Weather Service forecasts possible snow showers in parts of the state over the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koo in St. Paul.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.